So this is the plan, then. This is what he has decreed must happen when he goes away, is that he still has to be on the network. Does Scott somehow? You still have to hear him. So the idea for this week is that I'll be here, chappers, in for Scott, but we'll play all the best bits of him over the course of the week. Think of it as if he died. Think of it like a week-long obituary paying tribute to my little orange friend and his genius. That's what he wants, isn't it? That's you know, he's getting very demanding now. Just put that in his contract. That's what he wants. He still has to be on air even though he's on holiday for a week. So we played the editors before that, Jamelia and Maroon 5 on Radio 1. And Maroon 5, there's a very good story today knocking around on the internet about Maroon 5 singer Adam, who went out with Maria Sharapova, but when they got down to a little bit of kissy... Oh, hang on a minute. Now I know what I have here. You'll like this. When they got down to a little bit of... Oh, hang on. There you go. You have to stop the music if you're going for a bit of... There you go. And when they got down to that, he wasn't very impressed with her because she didn't make any noise during kissy-kissy time. And in his words, lay there like a dead frog. And got angry with him, saying that if he made any noises, then it ruined her concentration. Now, do you know what I'm thinking here? Laura, you'll like this.
Right.
I'm thinking we do one of his reconstructions. Now, I have newfound respect for him because I've got all his sound effects in front of me and it does involve pressing a lot of buttons.
Yeah.
All right? Are you ready for
this?
So
it could all go wrong.
So it could all go truly, horribly, terribly wrong. But I'm prepared to give that a go if you're prepared to play the part of Maria Sharapova for me.
Oh, of course.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay then. So we've met in a bar. All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take you back to mine now, okay?
Can we stop this now already? I hate it.
Have you heard any of my songs? I'm the singer from Maroon 5. Yeah? Yeah?
Do you want to name a few? Remind me.
She Will Be Loved. Yeah? Were you a big fan of that one? You don't sound very Russian at the moment.
Oh.
Okay, anyhow, come in. Would you like some wine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Russian?
I have to be careful with that because it's near the toilet flush. Yeah? Some wine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Keep drinking it? Okay, yes, shall I put on some music?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh.
How you feeling, Maria? Hang on, that's rubbish. Hang on. I shouldn't put that on, should I? I should put one of my own on. Here we go. There we go. Is that getting you in the mood?
That's more like it.
Hey, Maria? How you doing? Step a little bit closer, Maria. Yeah? Yeah? Maria! Maria! You're not meant to laugh. Maria, come here. I think that went quite well for a first. Having said that, I don't think a dead frog would actually make a noise, presumably. It would just be silent. For a first go at his reconstruction, that wasn't too bad.
This is Radio 1.
Now time for Maria Sharapova, an apology from BBC Radio 1. Yesterday, we may have insinuated that Maria Sharapova, when she gets down to a bit of kissy-kissy, sounds like this. Now, that appears not to be the case. And the source, which was a Russian magazine, may not have actually been telling the truth when it suggested that Maria Sharapova in kissy-kissy mode sounded like this. I, on behalf of the BBC, are happy to retract what we said about Maria Sharapova, and I'm more than happy to still hope, fingers crossed, that in kissy-kissy time, she sounds like this. And there ends the Maria Sharapova apology. 11 minutes past 4, this is Radio 1.